It is May 29th, 2012. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, your source on the World Wide Web since 1997 for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And it's time for an interview. And today I welcome to the line wrestler, comedian, and maybe soon to be star of her own cooking show on the internet, Gabby Gilbert. How you doing today, Gabby?
Hi, I'm doing awesome.
Great. We appreciate. Yeah, we're doing good, and we appreciate your time today.
Thanks.
Well, you got a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about your wrestling career, your transformation from a former character, Roxy Cotton, into your current persona. You're doing some stand-up comedy, some independent acting, and as I mentioned up front, possibly doing some cooking variety type shows. But before we get into those areas, let's talk a little bit about what you're currently doing. And you just recently got back from a tour of Mexico. How did that go? Tell us about the title you won and the mask you wear down there.
Mexico was awesome. And, like, at first I was Extreme Girl. And I had, like, bright pink and green hair because I like extreme colors, obviously. And then, but, like, it was neat. It was different trying to, like, go into the Mexican culture and all the lucha stuff, and it's awesome because I always loved it, and then I got to do it myself, and it was neat, and like learn all that stuff and the different styles and then of the mask and the meanings of the mask and all that neat stuff. And it was fun where like you think you know about it, and then you're there, and then like the people there tell you more about it, and while you're like doing it, you're learning so much more. Like, oh, I didn't realize it was like that, because it's still considered a sport down there, not like sports entertainment like it is here.
Talk about the fans down there, because as you were saying, it's similar like it is in Japan, where they really cover wrestling as a sport, say as we do here in the United States for baseball, football, boxing.
Yeah,
talk about the fan
do.
Base, the media down in Mexico.
It was all they have wrestling magazine out every week. And and then there's like wrestling all over, and it's like really considered a sport, and the sports people come, and they have like I was on the radio and stuff down there, and like they take it very seriously, like it is their major sport, like it's soccer, wrestling, and then I don't know whatever sports they have, bullfighting or something, I don't know, like baseball. Yeah, there was baseball down there, and I went to go see it, and I didn't. That sucked.
I wonder with the language barrier down there, how do you translate to, how do you communicate with people around you down there?
First of all, like people barely understand what I'm saying to begin with in English, and then like going down there, it was even like 1,000 times even worse, because like I only know like a couple words, and then like then of course I say them like really fast to begin with, and then even then they're like, can you slow down? And I'm like, and then the words I know are no help to me at all. No help. It's like, mira papacito tu tienes un buen culo, which means, hey, sexy, you have a nice ass. How that's helping me, I have no idea in wrestling. Like, oh, like, I can't even, I know, like, banal or whatever. I can't even say that one right, but it's like bathroom. And, like, I was like, really bad. I'm just like, so I would just, like, stand there and do the potty dance at people. And then, like, there's a couple of guys that, like, that can speak English. But then, like, so they kind of, like, were my translators. But, yeah, none of the girl wrestlers spoke English, and I didn't speak any Spanish. So fun trying to, like, talk to your tag partner and be like, do something, and then they're like, I don't know. So, and then, like, oh, it was, like, crazy because, like, the tag matches there, like, most of them are in, like, 2 out of 3 falls, and, like, you don't really know what's happening because you're, like, if you're in the middle of wrestling, you're like, wait, did your partner get pinned or not? Because you were in the middle of something, and you're all kind of in there, so you're like, did the fall happen? And then you're like, who won what? And it's very confusing. And you're trying to ask people, and then they're all like, I don't know what you're saying. And I'm like, neither do I. And then you just kind of stand there confused. At least I did, anyway. That was my experience of me just standing there confused. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Someone's going to punch a scrum face. And then I went from there.
Well, I guess if you know the expression for you have a nice ass and you keep hearing it, I guess maybe you have a nice ass.
Well, it's supposed to be, like, for me to say to a guy, it's, like, or something. Like, I learned that in high school. Like, I took Spanish, and then that is the one thing that I learned. And then I don't think my teacher taught me that. It was, like, my friend taught me that. I wish I had, like Marty Bell down there. She speaks Spanish. That would be awesome for her to, like, translate everything.
So So how quickly did you learn the swearing words?
So, oh, I learned that like first day, like like no huevos and like punto and stuff. Like there's a couple words I kind of already knew, but then like yeah. So then I just like I already came up with nicknames for people because I couldn't remember anybody's name. So like the one ref was Buddha because he looked like Buddha, and then like I was just like the one guy worked a lot, so I called him Tabajo because it means work. I don't know. I just like made up nicknames for people. And then I just, like, danced around a lot in locker rooms until everybody giggled, and then I made friends that way. It was a lot of, like, hand gestures was my way of getting through people.
Talk about the promotions you worked for and some of the wrestlers you worked against in Mexico.
I worked for Lucha Libre Femenil. It's LLF. It's an all-women's company. It's the only all-women's company in Mexico. And they've been around for, like, about 11 years, I guess, as long as I have. And they're awesome. There's so many girls that have been down there. Like, Sarah Del Rey has been there, Lufisto. So it's a good company. And then I worked Bandita a lot. I worked Dark Fantasy. Like, Bandita actually won my mask. So, like, okay, so there was, like, I don't know what it was called. It was called, like, the Roulette of Death or something. And then, like, it was, like, it started off kind of, like, Battle Royale-ish, like. But then, like, if you had to win, like, you had to pin somebody or, like, submit or something to, like, win. And then you get to go to the back. And then whoever's last in the ring loses their mask. Okay, I'm so confused with this to begin with because, like, the... Like, I don't know what's happening because everyone's speaking Spanish at me. And then so I go, and then, like, I won, and I left. And then they were, like, someone was getting hit with a chair, and I go back in, not realizing that going back in, I re-entered myself into this match. And then I ended up losing my mask at the end. So that was weird. Like, fans got some weird rules that you don't really know what's happening until you're there. And you're like, oh, look at that.
Does the mask have as much importance to the guys as to the women?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Like, it's very important. And that's why it's, like, I think it's called the Roulette of Death, because, like, after you lose your mask, your career kind of dies. But I guess that, like, I don't know, I'm an American, so, like, I still have my face. I don't know. Or my face.
Does the LLF, do they have TV, or is there a chance that people can get a chance to see some of the matches you wrestled in Mexico?
They do have some stuff on YouTube, but they're actually working on some customs. So if you want to go to their site, I don't know the link offhand, but I'll have it on my website, and then you can go there and check out some of their stuff.
Go ahead and plug your website up front here.
My website is GabbyGilbert.com. It's going to be www.gabbygilbert.com. I don't know why you have to put the W's in front of it, because they try to do it without it, but you have to have the W's to make it work.
Yeah, in fact, when I was doing a little research on you, I did that, and I got an error, the Google error. So, yeah, definitely put the triple W in front.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that, but it does. It's weird.
Stupid web.
Yeah.
What can you do?
I don't know.
Sticking with Mexico, talk about, you know, we always hear the stories about, you know, don't drink the water and what it's like to eat down there. Can you kind of give us an experience of, you know, living down there, eating down there?
I am the worst, pickiest eater to begin with, and I am like, that looks weird, and I am not going to eat it. And then, like, and that's just here in America. Like, I don't know. And then, like, I go down, I'm like, well, I don't know what to eat. At least I like tacos, so I can't go wrong there. And then they're like, literally, there's like a taco in every corner. Like, there's a taco place on every corner. Like, you think it's a joke, and no, it's really not. Like, there was a taco place on every corner. So at least they could have tacos. But then, like, and there was like this awesome hamburger place. But, like, I was staying there for 20 minutes trying to, like, tell these people what I wanted for hamburger. Because, like, I don't want anything on my head. Like, I like a plain hamburger. So me, like, trying to figure out, like, no Topico was like, and the guy was just really confused. I didn't want it. So he's just staring at me. And then I'm just like, literally had to act it out. So this was 20 minutes for me to, like, get a hamburger, which is really awkward. Everyone else was like, oh, blah, blah. So it was, some of it was, like, really easy because then I found, like, a pizza place and they spoke English. Like, some people speak English, but then I'm so shocked that they're speaking English at me that I'm not even paying attention that they're, like, and then my friend's like, oh, they just spoke English at you. And I was like, oh, like, I'm so used to them just speaking Spanish that I'm not even paying attention. And I was like, and then I feel, like, really bad, but, like, oh, and I get there, and the guy's like, oh, do you want some food? And I was like, oh, what is it? And they're like, oh, it's meat. And I was like, yeah, but, like, like, what is it? And I felt like maybe he just couldn't translate it well. And he's like, oh, like, it's, I'm like, so I'm like doing like animal sounds. And I'm like, well, no, is it like cow, like moo? Is it pig, like oink? Like, cause then, like, I'm like, he's sitting there, like, this guy has just first met me, and I'm like, hi, and I'm like doing animal sounds at him, trying to figure it out. Then he's like, no, I don't know what animal. It's meat. It's just meat. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's just meat. Like, you don't know where it's from. It's from a dog. Is it from a person? Like, it's just some random meat. And I'm like, oh, you don't know what kind of meat. I don't think I'm gonna eat that. Like, thanks though. I appreciate it. I'll stick to some bread.
Maybe it's the mystery meat they put in McDonald's burgers. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, but I wasn't touching it. I was like, oh, I brought this giant jar of peanut butter. I think I'll be okay.
You go wrong, you just get a taco with hot sauce, right? That's all you need down there, right? So. Now, on a serious note, because we do hear a lot about some of the violence in Mexico, the gangs. Did you ever have any close encounters, or were you ever worried about your safety down while you were in Mexico?
A little. Like, I was in a really nice neighborhood, but so, like, I guess it wasn't that bad, but there's still, like, stuff around. And then I'm like, what am I going to do? Because, like, I can't speak anything. So then, like, I guess, like, on Sundays, like, they close part of the street so everybody can, like, run around, the park or something. And so I went and went for, like, a run to go work out, and then I kept getting lost. Because, like, it turns, and I don't know where I was. So I found some police guys, and I'm like, oh, English, and they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm lost, and I have no idea where I'm going. And then, like, but then I found my way back. So I'm like, I don't even, like, I had to have, like, the paper of my address and the phone number, so I would just point at people, like, oh, where? And then, I think I was pretty brave to do that, but if you were, like, where the actual shows were a little scary, because, like, that was more, like, downtown Monterey, and, like, there were gang stuff there. But, like, I always had people with me. But then they're like, oh, yeah, everything closes, like, really early because, like, they're afraid of the gangs now. So everything closes at, like, 10 or 11, and you're like, but it's a Friday night. And I'm, like, expecting all the bars to be open or something. And then so it's really hard to go eat after a show. And then, I went to go watch a show, and then, like, they locked everybody in the building because there was a shooting like 2 blocks away, and they didn't want anybody to leave until it was safe, which that kind of freaked me out because I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm glad that I'm in here, but at the same time, I really just want to run away. But like, it wasn't that bad. I thought it was, I wasn't scared as much as I thought I'd be.
And you, as I understand, you're returning in November to Mexico.
I am returning in November. It's been about like a month and a half, I think. And I'm bringing some girls down with me. Who I'm bringing yet, I'm not sure. So you have to keep stalking my website to find out who I'm taking.
So it could be Lefisto. It could be Rain goes down there occasionally. So you just never know.
Yeah. Could be a tag partner of mine. So I got a couple, so you never know which one.
So stay tuned for that, and we should mention too, I've known you a long time, and though like this is the first time I actually talked to you by voice, it's just kind of those things in wrestling where I know a lot of people, but I don't exactly talk to a lot of people by voice, and with text messages and Facebooks and Twitters and text messages, we definitely kept in contact with you for a long time because I remember you years ago as Roxy Cotton, and then you made the transition from Roxy Cotton to Gabby Gilbert. Kind of describe that to transformation, and what was the thoughts behind the new persona?
Well, it's still like me, but I guess some people thought it was like, because it sounds like a drug name, and they didn't take me serious, and I like to be, I'm fun and stuff, but like I want people to know that I'm here to win some belts and make a name for myself, and doing it with a name that sounds like a drug is not working, so I figured I'd go with my real name.
How is that going over so far? Is you going to get any backlash like from promoters that know you as Roxy, or are they open to the new idea of being a new persona coming in?
I think people like are confused a little because I think some are like, oh, it sucks that you retired. I was going to book you. I'm like, no, I'm not retired. I changed my name, but like, so then they're like, oh, and it was like, so that kind of sucks. So I think some, I got some more bookings out of it from the name change, but at the same time, I think I lost some because I don't think people realized it was name change, not like an actual retirement. Like, I was retiring the name Roxy, not myself. But I don't know. People are figuring it out. They're going to get there.
Was the name change kind of as a result of you going into comedy?
Not really, because like a lot of people in comedy are know me as Roxy, and like still they call me Roxy. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm still gonna call you Roxy. I'm like, that's fine. Like, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, if my friends call it, it's me, but like I think I'm just trying to do more Gabby stuff. And like, plus that name fits me better because it is my name, and I talk a lot. And like, plus there's too many Roxys in the world, and I want people to remember me as the one and only Gabby.
Yeah, well, for a while there was what Nikki Rocks was out there.
Yeah, Nikki Rocks.
Still out there.
She was Roxy Lowe, and then she was just Roxy, and then there was a Roxy down in Tennessee, and there's a couple of the Roxys that popped up out of nowhere that people have mentioned, and I was like, oh well, that sucks. I'm like, no one's got my name, and it is my name, and I want people to chant my name as much as like. How long I've known people and they're like, oh, you're Roxy. And like, they didn't know my real name because they really thought it was Roxy. And I was like, no, my real name's Gabby. And then it fits me so much better because I talk a lot. So I don't know why. I'm just me. Hi.
No, I always wondered too, you know, you're going into comedy. Are you doing comedy now, doing stand up? Is it something where you've always been, you know, naturally funny? And people say, that's really funny. Maybe you should try doing stand-up sometime. And all of a sudden you find yourself writing this material. Is that how you kind of got started with doing comedy?
Kind of. Like, I think that, like, people listen to it's funny. But I think I'm more like, let's point and laugh at her funny. More than like, hey, I would totally like to hear you, like, say a joke or something. Like, I think I'm, like, silly funny. But then, like, Corey Castle, the wrestler, he was doing stand-up, and he always wanted to do it, and then I'd go and support him, and then people kept telling me that I was funny, and then, like, oh, my God, you know what, I'm going to try it, and then out of nowhere, you see, like, a lot of other wrestlers trying it. I know Cole Cabana does it, and Kate Koa, the Flying Hawaiian, Kate Koa does it, Steve Carino does it sometimes, so, like,
McFoley?
Yeah, McFoley, Raven, and so it's pretty neat, like, how well, it transfers over, I guess, but at the same time, like, I'm not, like, I know some of them do just wrestling jokes, like, but I don't know, I try to do, like, I don't know, whatever's going through my life at the time, or whatever, I don't know, my jokes are randomness. I'm still trying to find my comedy voice, so come out and figure out what it is and tell me if it's funny or not.
Are you doing gigs now, or are you doing some stand-up in different clubs or anything, or how's that going?
Well, since I got back, because, like, there's a lot of different clubs, different nights, and once they had certain ones when I left to go to Mexico, and I came back, some changed, so I'm figuring that out, and I'm slowly getting back out there, but yeah, all of my dates and stuff will be on my website at www.gabbygilbert.com.
So blog?
you have to keep going back to my website to check my dates. And also for Noah Houlihan, who's a referee, he's, like, one of my favorites, and he's amazing. And at comedy, he's my comedy bro.
Is there any sample comedy bits that you do on the internet or YouTube or anything else?
Yeah, I think it's under Roxy Tries to Do Comedy.
Okay.
So I think it's on my website, but it's definitely on my YouTube page. So go there. And if you don't know my YouTube page, you can find it on my website. GabbyGilbert.com.
There you go. Well, but triple W, GabbyGilbert.com.
Yes, don't forget the W's.
Talk about a concept you were discussing before we did the interview, a cooking show with some of the wrestlers.
Yes, I am trying to put together Pots, Pans, and Pro Wrestling, and it's going to be like maybe like a 15-minute cooking show with me and another wrestler and him promoting whatever he's doing, and we're all going to cook some food, either it's like what their food, their favorite food, their whatever diet they're on, because everyone's on a weird, trendy diet all the time, or just like some food that we came across during like a road trip, and we're trying to recreate it, and so I think it'd be fun and interesting, and if any wrestlers that want to do it, please contact me on my website at GabbyGilbert.com, and then we'll try to figure something out.
So what's your specialty? What's the best dish that you make?
my best dish? I don't know. I have so many. I know the Midwest boys that come down for CZW. I used to make them French toast a lot, so you might want to ask them. They might think it's a French toast. I know a lot of people think my lasagna is awesome. But I've also made, like, wedding cakes for a couple people, so I'm an all-around
wow.
kind of baker, cook, chef person. So
could be cakes by Gabby if comedy or wrestling doesn't work out.
Right? I was like, oh, I should go to culinary school or go to wrestling school. And then I went to wrestling school, and I went to Jersey All-Pro Wrestling instead of doing culinary. But I'm figuring out culinary on my own anyway, so I guess it's working out. And then if I do this, and then I'll have two of the greatest things ever, and then I'll have my wrestling cooking show.
Well, I ask the obvious question of any, you know, wrestler is, how did you get started in wrestling, and how did you get started in the wrestling school that you enrolled in?
So I always loved it a lot growing up, because, like, me and my dad and my sister always watched it a lot. And then, like, I saw the documentary Unreal Story of Pro Wrestling, and then I realized, oh my god, there's schools for these things, because it said, like, Mula had a school. So then I went online to try to find her school, but I never found it, because I realized it's just, like, people at her house. But then, like, I found a couple other schools, and then I heard back from Jersey All Pro, and I went there while I was still in high school, and got trained, and here I am, a couple years later, 11
and Jersey
years
All-
back.
Jersey All Pro is shutting down, right?
I think they shut down, but I think they're coming back, right? Like, I think they shut down for a while. I don't think they shut down for good.
I think they were trying to do an all women's fed as well.
They were, and I think it's going to come back. Like, just like I know they had building problems, like, because the buildings are, like, closed or something, but I don't know. They had a good little start there, so I hope they bring that back.
So what was Gabby like in high school?
Gabby,
you know, very athletic?
Exactly. No.
No.
I don't know. I played tennis, but I was really bad at it. And then, like, people, like, would be, even my friends would be mad that we had to, like, team up because I was really bad at tennis. Because it was just, like, fun to do. And then they're like, they took it so seriously, like, that was their life. And I'm like, really, it's tennis. Like, we're in high school. We're playing, each other. Like, relax. And, like, I would just go and have fun. And, like, they'd get so mad. But then, like, I don't know, I tried, like, I always, like, wrestle people in the hallways. I was a violent person.
And then, obviously, were you, like, a prankster, so people were saying that you were funny back then as well?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Like, I don't know, I'm exactly the same as I've always been, I guess. It's just me. I think I'm just goofy and silly. I don't really know if I'm, like, a prankster. I can't pull off pranks. I'm, like, really, usually it happens to me, or I'm just, like, I do it to myself. Like, I'm the only person I know that, like, falls upstairs. Like, who falls up the stairs? Like, that happened to me a lot in high school. I don't know how, but, like, I would fall up the stairs. Yep, that's me.
So, like, no major ribs? No, like, no major ribs?
No, that's what I know
of.
I think I'm just, like, goofy. Like, I'm clumsy, I think. I'm a clumsy silly girl. Maybe because I'm not really paying attention to the world around me. And then, like, I walk into a lot of lockers.
What's been the best rib somebody played on you?
I don't know. I don't think that many have been played on me.
Awesome.
But if it has, like, like, if it has, like, I don't, like, I'm too, like, not even aware that it happened. I know, like, some people used to crank call me and stuff, but, like, that was kind of stupid. Like, it wasn't funny, the stuff they'd say, or whatever. I was like, all right.
Never got locked out of your hotel room or, I don't know, the fecal matter in your bags or anything like that?
No, thank God for that.
Good.
Like, I've heard
Good.
Tons of stories. I don't know, because I think that, like, I'm really nice and I'm very conscious of where my stuff is. But,
<That's>
like,
good. I don't... Especially when you're in Mexico and you don't know the land very well.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, everybody down here steals stuff. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, I don't know which one, so you better be careful. I'm like, oh, thanks, promoter, for telling me. Like, why are you booking me? He's like, 'cause I don't know who does it. I'm like, okay. Like, I haven't had a problem. Everyone was cool to me, but, like, I don't know.
So when you got started, who came up with the Roxy Cotton gimmick or the character?
Well, like, I started as like a different name before that, and then like I wanted to almost reinvent myself because it was like before that it was like everyone tell me what to do and it wasn't me, and I was like still wasn't working. So then I finally was like, you know what, I'm gonna be me. And then I was trying to find names, and I think like a bunch of us came up with it at the school, and we were all just like randomly saying a bunch of names, and then that kind of came into a name. And then I didn't realize it sounded like a drug till like 2 weeks later. And we're like, oh. But it was like catchy. It was going to be Roxy Rittner because like that would have been awesome because like Rittner and Swanson with the ACW arena. Like cause that's where I was training at that time where I changed my name to Roxy. But then I was like, no. I don't know why I didn't do that one. I should have done that one. Damn it. Can I go back and change that? Change my name again.
Sure.
People don't even know it's
sure,
me.
Sure, why not? Now, for someone that's never, I know it's probably hard to believe, but there may be a few people out there that's never seen you wrestle or never attended a match that you've participated in. How would you describe your ring style to someone that's never seen you before?
I have no idea. I like to think that I'm fun in the ring. I don't know what's happening. Like, I love all the different styles of wrestling, so, like, it's really, I try to mix them all up, and especially compared to who I'm wrestling, I guess, like, I try to adapt to their style and or maybe change it up on them so I can win because they're not expecting that. But, like, no matter what kind of match I'm pulling out, I'm definitely, like, it's a fun match and I'm entertaining.
Can you talk about some of the opponents you've had, women that's either been in WWE or TNA that you've wrestled in the ring?
I wrestled Kong, which is awesome. Because she's awesome, Kong. Ha!
There you go.
Or Karma. Or Karma, whatever her name is now. Yeah, she's so cool. And AJ in WWE, which is, at the time was Miss April, she was so much fun. I love her. And then I wrestled a bunch of people. Like, Sarah Ray is amazing. I wrestled her a few times. And Sisto.
Tracy Brooks.
Tracy, I didn't wrestle her.
Never wrestled? I thought you did wrestle.
No,
Tracy.
Annie wrestled her, but I managed her and tried to
okay.
attack her from that's the outside. Does that count? That counts.
I guess in a way you worked with her.
Yes.
Indirectly, so.
I worked with Shelly Martinez like a week or so ago. That was fun. She's neat.
I know you worked with, maybe indirectly, Sunny, Tammy Lynn Sitch.
Yes. She's awesome. I like working with her. She's always nice to me. I just have fun.
Any major injuries in wrestling?
Not really, thankfully. Like, I sprained my ankle once, and I didn't realize what it was until, like, months later. But I'm like, wow, my ankle hurts. And then I just kept wrestling on it like a dumbass. And then, but one time I, like, got powerbombed, and, like, I must have bounced and then hit my head. And then, like, I went, like, numb, and I thought, like, I don't know what happened, like, but I kind of blacked out. And then, like, everyone's like, thought it was my neck, and they all start like jumping at my neck to hold it. But then I was like, why are you all like pulling at my neck? And I'm like trying to fight them back, but I'm like going like delirious. And then I blacked out like most of the day, and then like I woke up and I had money in my hand and I didn't know what was happening. They're like, I'm like, where did this money come from? Like, you just found that on the ground. And I was like, how? I'm like, I'm knocked out, but I found money on the ground. And I was like, oh, okay, that's good. So like I like the next day I end up remembering most of it, but there's still like 20 minutes of my life that I don't remember, which still freaks me out. And then people are like, yeah, that happens. And I'm like, oh, that like that doesn't happen to me. This happens to you like normally? And they're like, yeah, like, oh, that's like not good that happens to you that often. I'm seriously freaked out. And yeah, but like that's kind of, I guess, my most major injury. I thought I broke
yes,
my nose in Mexico, but like, I don't think so.
I guess, especially too, you know, going back to the head injuries, you know, because we've seen so much with concussions lately, you know, with wrestling, football, baseball, hockey, you know, you just can't take bumping your head lightly anymore. You just never know what kind of prolonged
yeah.
damage you might be doing to your brain. So
yeah.
you just can't take those lightly.
I think that's like why, like, I was doing a lot more, like, extreme stuff before, and then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get hurt. Like, I want to do this for a while. I don't want to do this for right now. So I think that's why I'm a little more cautious of when I do some dives and some jumps and some crazy hardcore stuff. But I still do them. It's, you gotta, who knows when, so you gotta keep watching all my stuff because you never know when I'm gonna bring it out and attack people.
And You never know when you're going to end up with a crimson mask on your face as well.
Exactly. It happened to me in Mexico. I had an extreme rash down there. So I believe that is online. You can find that on my website, www.gabbygilbert.com.
All right. Definitely check that out. Definitely. I guess with your travels and doing comedy and everything you're involved in, do you get a chance to watch WWE and TNA?
I think I try to watch WWE more than TNA. Because I grew up on that one. But, I try to watch it all and see my friends succeed, which is awesome. And I try to watch it when I can, but I'm not like, oh, my God, I need a TV at this time to watch it.
I think that's probably the consensus people I talk with. Even people that I've known have, followed wrestling for a long time. I remember, back in the day when there was a WWF, a WCW, ECW, where there was a pay-per-view on a Sunday. You get everybody come over. Everybody wanted to see the shows. And now it's, maybe I watched Raw this week, and then I maybe skipped a few weeks.
WWE has too many – they have too many pay-per-views now, especially with the economy. Who can go out and buy a pay-per-view every month? They have a pay-per-view every month. And then they don't even have good ones. What happened? Remember Survivor Series? Didn't they take that away and then bring it back, and they took it and then now they have it, but then it's not the same. The whole cool point of Survivor Series was that it was Survivor Series, and now it's none of that is a regular pay-per-view anymore, which sucks. And then they had King of the Ring, which is sort of they bring back once in a while, and sometimes it's on Raw and sometimes it's a pay-per-view, and you're it's really confusing. And then Royal Rumble's awesome, WrestleMania's awesome, and then SummerSlam, and then the rest, I'm so confused. I don't, why are you even here, and I don't know what to do with you, and why am I spending money on this? I don't have much money, why am I spending on this? I have to save up for it, and then it's not worth it. I could, it's their matches should be something that is possibly on Raw, and then it shouldn't be pay-per-view.
Not to mention, they're going to go to 3-hour Raw every week.
Are they? Then why? Which sounds cool because it means more work for the boys, but at the same time, are you going to have that many pay-per-views this whole time? Because now you're just you're killing me here.
Yeah, you got 3-hour Raws and 2-hour Smackdowns, and if you're really a fanatic, you can watch NXT on the website and Superstars. So, at the end of the month,
every day of the week, there's WWE has pretty much at least 5 days, and then TNA's on, and then Ring of Honor's on TV, and all this, plus the random indies you gotta keep up on. So, a lot of wrestling out there. And
then we were, you and I were talking, before we started the interview, was, TNA, and that I think we both were fans of TNA when they were really focused on the women's, the knockouts division, and the X division, and nowadays they really don't focus on that, and they kind of become a WWE light version of Vince's product.
I think there's more of WCW, if anything. And then,
true. Yeah.
But then I'm I don't understand. This is what made you different. This is what made you good. And then they're I guess they're trying to do other things to get different, people. I know people that, watch wrestling, they have no idea what TNA is. And I'm and I have to explain it to them. I'm how do you not know? And then, someone will come across it, and they're they'll like the old stuff, but, nobody likes it now.
It was always funny when, I guess not funny if you're a TNA fan, but when Kurt Angle, when he jumped from WWF to TNA, or when Christian went from WWE to TNA, and they'd be out and about, and they'd be on a airplane, and somebody would run into him and say, "How come you don't wrestle anymore?"
Right.
He said, it's I'm on Impact every week, and nobody's watching this show. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, so, it's crazy, thinking how, if they don't even know that they're on, how people are going to know that I'm on, then I'm like, oh, all right, it makes me feel even better.
Now, when you do get a chance to watch, WWE TNA, what's your just a general feeling on how they present the women on both shows?
I think they're getting better with the girls on WWE. I think they need better storylines. The one WrestleMania, that made no sense, that match. That should have been a singles match. Why there's this random chick that no one heard of was on it. And everyone's she was on that. She hosts the other show on Saturdays. I'm I don't even know what this means. And then, oh, Eve had to be on it, but she has a spot later. So, like, why does she, this should have been a singles match. So it's hard. And why do they have Natalie farting all the time? This is beyond me. Like, what a waste of that. Like, someone thought it was funny at first. I was like, no, you know why? Because now they're never going to stop. And I'm like, and now she's going to be the girl that farts. And I'm like, instead of being the awesome that she is. And then, like, TNA, I think, they were awesome with the women's because they had, like, such a different variety of girls and different styles. And now it's kind of like I go on and I'm like, I even know some of them. And I'm like, I can't tell who's who anymore. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Now, I would assume somebody like... No, no. We would never do that here.
You know what I mean? Like, they, like...
Yeah.
All the girls were different and awesome. And then now I feel like they're trying to push them all in one kind of section. And you're like... It's not like
the
girls. I feel like that they're pushing the girls into that way, like, being more like this.
Yeah, that previous run when Gail was there before she went to WWE and they had Awesome Kong at that time, that's when the women's division was really kicking, or the Knockouts division in TNA. And now, it's, as you said, they don't draw the same ratings they used to. They used to be one of the highest ranked segments of Impact was the women's division, the Knockouts division.
Yeah.
Now it's just another part of the show, you know.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, I would assume somebody like you, anybody gets into professional wrestling, they want to be on the big stage. They want to be on television. They want to be in Ring of Honor, TNA, or WWE. Have you either reached out to them at any point, sent them tapes, or have they ever contacted you to say, hey, you know, we're keeping an eye on you, or have you ever made contact with either companies?
I tried to. I think that, like, the Oxycontin, like, the drug name kind of discouraged some stuff because, oh, it sounds like a drug, so she's probably one of those drug people, which is hysterical because I've never tried anything like that in my life. I'm like, actually, I'm one of the straight-edge people, not to steal that from Punk as his gimmick, but, like, I really am, which is, like, the funny part of having that as my name. Like, it's funny because people think I'm on drugs, but I'm not. But, yeah, I think that kind of discouraged, maybe, and then... Because, like, I've heard people like, oh, are you willing to change your name? And I was like, yeah. Like, I have a bunch of names ready to go. I don't want to use them on the indies if I can save it for TV or something. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm gonna get in the best shape I can get into and do what I can do and see if they want me for a different time.
No drugs, but maybe a beer bong here or there.
Oh, see, now I play, but I don't drink. I make my partner drink for me. So
there you go.
It's true. So he gets double drunk, and then I'm playing as my friend Pat shakes his head because I made him drink all my beer. I mean, that's the problem, because the guys that I was playing with were, like, they were winning, and they were drunk, but they were kicking up my ass. So I'm like, maybe that was the problem. I should have been drinking. But then, like, I mean, my partner drank a lot, so maybe he should have handled that for me. Should have won in the second side of drunkenness.
I always like to ask this, you know, when you got into wrestling, when you got involved, started training and everything, and what was kind of the reaction of your family, your parents, your friends when you said, hey, I think I'm going to give this wrestling thing a shot?
Some people are, like, not shocked. Like, oh, yeah. Because there was a big group of us of my friends that wanted to do it, and then actually a couple of us made it, like C.J. O'Doyle. He was in it, and then Frankie Frizzo, like, we all hung out in high school, and we actually succeeded. And then, like, there's a bunch of us that I swear should get into it, but, because they're awesome, but they got trained a little, and then kind of stopped and went on with their real lives. But, like, my dad loved it, because he's like, he wished he could go back in time and been a wrestler. My mom hates it. She's like, oh, that wrestling thing that you do.
Get a real job. Give up that wrestling stuff, right?
Right. Now, like, aren't you going to go to college? And I was like, yeah, that's probably not for me. Sorry, Mom. But
yeah, I don't think so. I'm thinking I'm going to go into wrestling and end up bleeding all over myself, right?
Well, at first, she, like, hated it because she didn't want, like, to see her daughter get beat up. But now she's, like, she loves that, like, I'm actually doing, like, my dream and following it, because then she wished, you know, she didn't, like, her dreams and stuff and everything. So now she's starting to like it and love it, but at first,
so do they
truly
do they come to your matches then, Ruchan?
Big
signs in the front row?
No, they don't come to my matches. Like, it's funny because, like, I think that, like, if my show is in within 2 hours of my house, that is a local show for me. But then, like, if it's not, like, literally, like, other people, I'm like, oh, you're coming to my show. I'm like, oh, is it close? I'm like, yeah, it's only 2 hours, like, for an hour. And they're like, what? And then, like, I forget that people don't travel as much as I do. So, like, you know, 15 minutes seems really far to them. And I'm like, oh, well, then I'll let you know when something comes closer.
Now, from your experience, and obviously, you know, a different crowd, a different area, everybody, all the fan base is different no matter where you go, who you wrestle in front of. But in general, in terms of women's wrestling matches, do the fans want to see athletic women wrestle, or are they there more to see the TNA aspect of women?
I don't know, honestly. Like I think some people, I think now, like, because there are better girls on WWE and TNA that are actually having wrestling matches and not just like, oh, we're in bikinis rolling around, that, like, they are doing more stuff, that they're actually expecting, I guess, more out of it. But then when they see the girls that are on the indies, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, she's pretty. And then it's like, holy, she can wrestle too. This is awesome. And then it makes, I think it's even more, they become bigger fans, which is why there's so many girls companies popping up out of nowhere. And, you know, more guy companies are having girl nights and more girl matches in the shows. Instead of just, here's one match, you know, here's like four, like half the show's girls, which is awesome. So.
Did you ever do one of those mindless TNA matches?
What, where you kind of roll around a little?
Bikini matches or whatever they come up with, bra and panties or whatever. Remember they used to back in WWE days when they had Trish and Stacy and Tori Wilson, they had all kinds of matches where they just, you know, various matches where they just take their clothes off to a certain degree.
No, not really. I don't think I have. Not professionally. And then, it didn't sound right at all. But no, I don't know. Maybe because I'm not, like, I wear a lot of clothes, so I don't think they realize I have a secret body. You know, I got secret boobs, apparently. I need to show them off more often.
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you do that in your comedy act.
What?
Maybe you can do that in your comedy act.
What, and start taking off my clothes and be like...
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to do a promo like that one day. I'm just going to be like, nobody wants to book me because I'm not wearing skimpy clothes. And I'll start taking off my clothes in the middle of the ring and be like, is this good enough? Let's wrestle. And then we'll see what happens.
That would get people's attention. That's for sure, right?
Right? Like, because they don't see it from me that often. So it's like, ooh, you know, girls that wear it like that all the time, it's not that appealing anymore because they see it all the time.
Right.
See, I know. People won't think I know, but I know what I'm doing.
You got to figure it out.
So you know you have to come to all my shows because you don't know which one I'm going to take my shirt off at.
That's right.
Yeah. and cut people and make them bleed and stuff. So you should come to all of them.
And
you can
find
where my shows are or my dates on my website at www.gabbygilbert.com.
There you go. Who is your all-time favorite wrestler?
That is so hard to say. There's so many.
Who were some of the like, inspirations like when you got in wrestling? How were some of the people that you enjoyed, you know, watching growing up?
Goldust, definitely. Al Snow. Molly Holly is awesome. And then, like, more that I learned about wrestling, the more in different styles, the more I learned, like, I started to love, like, different people. Like, I've Kane. I was in for Halloween once. Like in school. And then I love Tony Mameluke. It's like my all time favorite. I like screamed in his face when I first met him. He thinks I'm a stalker, which I kind of am. I love Tony.
It's got to be cool. You know, you're fans of a lot of these.
Jimmy Rave is amazing. I love Jimmy Rave. You guys should totally book Jimmy Rave and me because he's amazing. And then I'm going to learn from him. I am so in love with Cole Cabana right now. Cole Cabana is amazing. I like to think that hopefully one day I could be the female Cole Cabana. That'd be a big compliment if someone gave that to me, honestly.
Now, that would be interesting.
Right?
That's for sure.
He's funny, and he can wrestle. I like to think that I can wrestle, but I like to think that I'm funny, too.
There you go.
So, I don't know if he's honored by that or not, or insulted, but I think it'd be cool. To be considered a female Cole Cabana.
Yeah, I think that I think you'd consider that a compliment for sure. Talk about some of the people that you met. You know, you grow up, you watch a lot of these people, and then suddenly you're on the indie circuit and you run into some of these people. Who are some of the legends or your favorite wrestlers that you've actually got a chance to meet?
Sunny is awesome. Like, she, like, thinking of, like, one of the main girls, you know, in wrestling, and you meet her, and you're like, holy shit, like, and then you see her all the time, and you almost, like, forget that, like, oh my god, you know, you're Sunny, like, hey. But I'm Eric Flair, which is amazing, because he's, like, my dad's favorite, and I was like, oh my god, I'm talking to Eric Flair right now, like, it was insane to meet Eric Flair. That was cool, and, like, I met Tony Mameluke, and I still in his face a lot, very loudly and fast. And he just said, wow. Because, like, I went to go meet him, and, like, everybody knew that I went to go meet him, because, like, I was looking forever, because he, like, disappeared, but then he, like, came back, and then I was like, oh my god, there he is, and then, like, we're at, like, a signing, and then I was with Jersey All Pro, and then I was like, oh, let me go over to his booth, and I was, like, always busy, and then people kept bringing me over to meet him, like, the official, like, the people that, like, had the whole signing together. They kept bringing me over, and then, like, photographers kept bringing me over. Now this guy thinks I'm stalking him because I kept going over and, like, screaming in his face how much I love him. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, like, now then other people know that I love him, and then they go and tell him, and then now he really thinks I'm stalking him, and I think he's slightly scared of me. But I'm not a real stalker because I'm kind of lazy otherwise, but, like, I would stalk him because he's amazing. He's awesome.
You're too lazy to be a stalker.
Yes. It's very true. Seriously, you gotta, like, follow people and pay attention. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't remember the things in my life. I gotta remember things in your life. I'm like, you should be happy I remember your name.
What do you,
Sounds really bitchy, doesn't it? That did not sound as bitchy. Mean to sound as bitchy as it was.
In terms of your wrestling career, what do you consider, like, your biggest strength?
I guess my biggest weakness would have to, be, like, my build or whatever, because I like to eat crappy food. And, like, seriously, though, like, I like working out and snap, but food is so yummy. But I'm working on that. I guess my best strength, I guess, is, like, that I'm different, that, like, I don't know any other girls that you would consider anything near me. You can't be like, oh, yeah, who would you compare Gabby Gilbert to? And you're like, nobody. I don't know who you could compare me to that, like, would make sense. Like, I guess, like, Marty Bell, cause she's, like, my type, but she's, like, completely different at the same time, because she's Dominican black. Well, she's Dominican, but I say she's black because then I get to say that I have another black friend.
Well, I tell you what, I know what I...
See, you know, that's funny. Like, I don't know how much, like, yeah.
I tell you, what you said with your strength there, I know a lot of women in wrestling. I've interviewed a lot of them. I know a lot of them personally, and I don't know any girl that I would compare to you. So I would definitely agree with that as a strength. You're definitely different. You're not like any other girl, and that's definitely a plus for you.
Thank you.
I definitely agree with that, for sure.
Thank you.
Now, do you prefer to be a babyface or a heel?
I prefer to be me, and then people either hate me or love me. I don't know. I can be really funny or really annoying, so it's up to the crowd, honestly. I guess it depends on where I'm at, what building, what state, what country.
What's, is there anybody out there, like a dream opponent you've yet to wrestle? Like, I'd really like to work that opponent.
You know what sucks is that, like, because I'm a girl, that, like, most of them won't happen because, like, I want to wrestle a bunch of dudes. Like, I guess it could happen, but, like, not, like, in theory. Like, you know, you would totally want to wrestle, like Rey Mysterio, but that probably would never happen. Like, in reality, that's never really probably going to happen. But I don't, like, Yao Kim. Sounds like I would love to wrestle her. And some other people. I have, like, a bucket list of people that I want to wrestle. Like, Portia Perez was on it, and then, so she was my Roxy Kaya in retirement match, because she was, like, one of the main chicks I wanted to wrestle, and I had so much fun, and I hope I wrestle her again.
Now, you were mentioning, I think, like anybody, we like to eat, you know, food is good, it tastes good, and what's, like, your biggest weakness when it comes to food?
I don't know. I guess like
the M&Ms or
no, it's not like I can eat candy, but like I think it's more like the fast food, like a hamburger or like chicken fingers. Definitely soda. Soda is my worst habit ever because I can drink a case of soda a day and not have a problem with it. That's my problem right there, soda. If you don't know by now, I'm a Coke addict. I have Coca-Cola all over my house. I have dishes. I have a million glasses. I have a couple refrigerators and coolers, and I have like 14 or 15 shirts, not including the pajamas and hats that I have, and belt buckles and purses. And so, if you don't know what to get me, you should get me some Coca-Cola stuff. So, any fan that wants to like, hey, bring me a surprise, should totally get me either soda, or should get me Coca-Cola, or Coca-Cola something.
I did see on your Facebook page you had a picture of just like cases of Coke stacked up. So
yeah,
I kind of got the idea that you
was
like
my
Coke. We just like go to Costco and like buy all the Coke they have there, or what?
There was a sale, and then that wasn't even the one store. We just went to one store. That was like, and we went to another store after that.
Yeah, I used to be like you. I used to be a soda junkie, and I was addicted to the diet flavor. You know, and
that is so gross.
And then it's like, it's got aspartame in it. That's not really good for you. You know, it messes you up.
Soda tastes so gross. And then I was like, I tell people that I'm a soda an addict, and then they're like, well, you should try Coke Zero because it's not as bad for you. But I totally think it's like a regular Coke and a Diet Coke poured in one glass, and that's what you still have that gross diet aftertaste thing. And I'm like, I'd rather just not drink soda altogether than have to drink crappy diet or Coke Zero stuff. But I am a Coke addict. I like to drink
Well,
Coke.
I used to be addicted to Diet Pepsi.
That's
and
gross.
Yeah,
you're
now
gross.
I can't.
You're gross.
I would.
Gross.
But I can
gross.
Tell you, Coke Zero is. I've tasted a lot of Diet Cokes. Diet Coke. I never. I like Diet Pepsi, but I never like Diet Coke. Diet Mountain Dew was all right. It's kind of a flat tasting Mountain Dew. Diet Dr. Pepper was one of the ones that tastes a lot like the original, but that Coke Zero. It's probably the worst diet pop you can possibly buy.
You might as well just drink water.
Dr.
Pepper, you actually have to like the Dr. Pepper taste first to like the diet Dr.
True.
Pepper taste.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so like this one time, like I used to go to like Farmer a lot because like they always had like sodas for like a quarter, like when we were kids, and we're like, oh, go there because we don't want to spend like a dollar on a soda, so we'd go to the Farmer and buy a soda for a quarter, and then we like find like quarters on the ground. I'm like, oh my god, I got changed. So then, but like we like the normal sodas would be out. So then like it'd be like 35 cents for like a Coke, or you can do 25 cents for like the unnamed brand. So we did that because we were cheap because I was a kid. And then but like they were out of Coke, so I got Texas Cola, and because like that was the name of it. And so on Texas Cola, apparently it's Dr. Pepper, and that's what that was. So
gotcha.
If you ever go anywhere and you're like, oh, Texas Cola, and then like, it's really Dr. Pepper. But if you ever go to Texas and you ask for a cola, do you get the Dr. Pepper or do you get cola? And do you have to ask for Texas Cola in Texas? I don't know that question. I think we should ask Rachel Sutherland, because like, she lives in Texas and she would know the same thing.
Right.
So you should call her up right now and find out. She should listen. Her listen, and then like, she should get back to us on that.
She may be listening because I think she's a fan of the site. We actually had her on last year for an interview. We talked to her and then Portia Perez too that you mentioned too. But you know the soda. I remember it was actually another interview we did was Nikki Rock because she's kind of a really into health and she was the one that was yelling at me about the pop. And actually I think she probably helped me get off the pop and now I predominantly just drink water. I mean, that's, like, the best thing.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to have to, like, find a substitute, like, because, like, I was going to do, like, I said before, like, oh, I'll just drink lemonade instead, and so I was like, oh, that's just as bad, it's just as sugary. I'm like, yeah, but I can drink, like, this one lemonade for, like, it takes me 3 hours to drink this one lemonade or something, or actually, the last time I had lemonade, it took me 2 days, like, for those one bottle of lemonade, but then I'm like, but in that, like, 3 hour span, I could drink, like, literally a case of soda within that, like, 3 hours. So I think that one lemonade in 3 hours is better than, like, 12 sodas in that 3 hours.
I tell you, while we're admitting our guilty pleasures, I remember I could go get the 2 liters of the Diet Pepsi and just take a 2 liter out and just put it down by me and just drink it. I mean, without any ice, because I was drinking it so fast, I didn't even need any ice in it. So I know about those addictions. And I remember, too, after I kind of weed myself off those, I was drinking the lemonade, too. And it's like, yeah, lemonade is full of sugar. That's why you like it. It's full of sugar. So, you know, and then with Coke, it's with any of the pops, they're regular pops, they're high fructose corn syrup, which is not good for you, too. It's basically mercury put in your brain, not to, you know, freak anybody out, but that's just what it is. And that's because I was drinking a little bit of regular pop,
so
too,
more.
You know.
It does.
So I don't know.
It explains
it's like,
a lot now. It's apparently putting mercury in my brain. But like seriously, like do you ever see like there's like things that like Coke products can do. Like Coca-Cola can like clean your drain or take paint off a car. And I'm drinking this nonstop all the time. And then people are like, oh, what's wrong with you? Like apparently soda is my problem.
I don't know. It's like when you go out to eat anymore. It's like, what do you get to drink? Because almost everything you order is bad for you, including, you know, beer or a margarita or something. Then,
everything's bad for you. You might as well just live your life anyway. Because you're like, well, why are you trying to do it like this? Because no matter what the new trend of health is, you, like in 2 months, it's going to be like, oh, that's bad for you anyway. So might as well like just live and have fun and whatever, live your life.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm doing. Living it.
You know, with water. You know, with water, too, you know, they put fluoride in your water, which isn't good for you.
Like the water in Mexico, like, everyone's like, I would say that, and everyone's like, oh, don't get it in your mouth, don't brush your teeth. Like, it hurt a little bit when it went in my eye, like, when I showered, and I think that was it. Like, I drank the water there, and I have a problem. Like, I even drank it out of water fountains, like, at the park, and I was fine. Like, I didn't have, like, a bathroom problem or anything that, like, people kept saying that I would have. And it was like, cause I was excited. I'm like, yeah, I'll just get some water, and then I'll, like, have bathroom problems, and I'll lose weight, and it'll be awesome. But, like, that didn't happen. And I'm like, great. So now, I don't know, either they were drinking some weird water, or I just drank better water, and I don't know what happened, or I'm just used to dirty water. I don't know. my system's messed up anyway from all the soda. And it was the best, but, like everybody down there, like, right away, within, like the first week, knew I had a soda problem. They're like, oh, yeah, oh, she always has a Coke in her hand. And I was like, oh, just get her. Oh, she wants Coke. Or like, and then I wouldn't eat, but she'll just have a soda. And like, oh, Coke, no ice. And I'm like, so it's so funny that like other people are ordering it for me, or they'll just randomly hand me a soda before. I'm like, I don't even speak their language, and these people already know that I'm a Coke addict. Like, so like, I'm drinking something, I just whip out a Coke out of nowhere. Like, you don't even have pockets. I'm like, yeah, I don't know where this came from. It's like, oh, it was awesome when I was in Japan, and because there was, like a Coke vending machine on every corner, or, like, every other corner, and I was always there. Even asking Miriam, she'll tell you about my Coke addiction. Like, our fridge had soda in it. Like, it was all soda and, like, whatever, like, fruit she bought or something, and then it was all soda. And then, plus, on top of that, I went to the vending machines as we went and did things.
The guilty pleasures we have.
Right, like, whatever else has other addictions? This is mine. I like it. It's yummy.
Yeah, when we thought you'd do this interview, you never thought you'd talk about your pop addiction, right? So
I would, actually, right? Like, and then it's so funny. Like, the best part is, like, I follow Coca-Cola on Twitter, and they tweet me back a lot, and then, like, I don't know if they follow me, but they tweet, like, they retweeted me, and they tweeted me back. So it's awesome.
They love
I'm like,
you.
That's like the highlight of my life is like I'm getting tweeted by Coca-Cola.
They should sponsor you.
They should.
You
I
know?
Keep trying to get that,
right?
But like no one wrote that back. And then I'm like, I'm going to start wearing like all different kind of Coca-Cola t-shirts. So I think all of my fans should buy me Coca-Cola t-shirts, and then I'll wear them in the ring. And that would be my new look, would be the Coca-Cola stuff.
Buy Gabby Coca-Cola and visit www.gabbygilbert.com.
Yes.
And before we wrap up, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Hopefully signed. That'd be awesome.
Signed to the big leagues, WWE or TNA?
I prefer WWE, but I mean, WWE is, I mean, TNA is knocking on my door. I'm not going to turn that one down either. It'd be cool. Like, I don't know. Hopefully, I get some shimmer in between there and go back, maybe go to Europe before that and see where my world is in 5 years.
Yeah, have you wrestled internationally besides Mexico?
Japan.
Okay.
And Canada. Does that really count? Canada does count. Why would Canada not count? But, like, Mexico does. So I wrestled Mexico, U.S., Canada, and Japan.
You got North America covered.
I got, yes. I do. And so, like, I am taking bookings all over the world. So if you're listening, email me and I will wrestle in a town. And if fans are watching and you want to see me in your town, you should tell your local promoter that you want to see me and then get me on. Because probably they think that I'm Rexicon and I retired, so they don't know that I'm here. You should probably tell them how awesome you want to see me. And I'm worth it. I think I'm worth it because it's different. I'm not going to be like, oh, that chick, she just looks like that other chick. I am totally not going to be that other chick. I'm going to be that, wow, there's that girl.
Well, we didn't get a good rib story out of you. Can you give us like one good road story or something for us?
Oh, a good road story. I have a lot of puke stories. You want to hear a puke story?
Why not?
I get very motion sickness, like very easily. Like even when I wrestle, I get very sick. Which is why, like, I guess like I try to take it slower in my matches because if I go too fast, I'll throw up. And I've been throw up in training a lot. So we went down, it was me, Marty Bell, and Andy Social went down to North Carolina. I wrestled both of them, and we had to come back. And I was trying to get my friend Glenn to drive us, and then he doesn't know how to do, like, listen to a GPS because he's never gone anywhere, of course. And so I'm like, all right, I'll drive to a main road, and then you guys can jump in, like, he can take over. And then, like, we were on some, like, a road, and then, like, it was, like, a mountainside, and it was, like, a big mountain, and so we couldn't, like, pull over, and then it was, like, the cliff to the rest of the mountain, and it was, like, dark, and there was, like, no lights, and then I'm like, oh my god, I'm feeling sick, and then they're like, what? And I'm apologizing, and then I start puking blue Gatorade, like, all over myself, and I'm just, like, nonstop puking on myself, and until we had to, like, find a random gas station, and then I had to, like, get changed in the gas station. So I'm, like, in a thong at some gas station, like, trying to find clothes in my bag. So I'm, like, wearing, like, old, like, weird, like, used gear already. So now, like, I smell, like, puke and sweaty gear, and just puke all over myself, and then we go to Denny's, and then people think it was a big, weird mess. And then I had to drive another, like, 8 hours with puke in my car.
Coke in there too, right?
You know who you should have on your show? You should have Kylie Pierce on your show, and you should ask her about snuggle rape in Canada. That is what you should talk about.
Snuggle rape?
There's a snuggle rapist within the girls, and I don't even know if that person knows that she does this, but it's funny, and it didn't happen to me because I had a different bed, but it happened to Kylie Pierce, and it was hysterical, and you should totally get her on and ask her about the snuggle raping that she got in Canada.
You know, I think I will do that. In fact,
totally do it.
If she's out there listening, get in contact with me, because I think that would be an interesting interview subject, so we'll look forward to
then,
that.
And then once you hear her story, and I will ensure there are tons of other snuggle rape stories that people have within the girls. Let's just say the girl is on the Shimmer roster. And that's all I'll put. I'll leave the details for Kylie for the awesome story.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. And isn't it kind of fitting today that we're talking on Steve Corino's birthday?
Yes, and he always says it's canceled, but I think everybody should tweet him right now and tell him happy birthday. I think I'm not going to say his age because he probably won't like that. But everybody should just go and find out, ask him his age, and then wish him a happy birthday. I think he might be very annoyed or very happy. I don't know. It'll be funny. It'll be funny to me.
And you know, too, I know that you know his son. How's his son, Cody, doing in wrestling?
Colby Carino is amazing. He is going to be, like, the greatest wrestler of all time, I believe. Like, he's only, like, 15, and he's freaking amazing. Like, he's better than, like, half the boys on the indies, and he's still learning. And he's got a belt for PWF, and he travels a lot. He's going to travel more now because, like, school's out. But he was actually in the amateur wrestling team in school. But, yeah, that kid is something special, and he's amazing. And he's such a good kid, and he's so smart. So everybody should book him because he's amazing. And it's going to be like, oh, my God, CM Punk. And everyone's like, remember when I booked him first before he was in WWE? Like, that's what people should be doing now with Colby. Like, he is going to be the next amazing. He's going to be, like, bigger than Punk, bigger than Rock. And he's going to, like, you should book him now while he's young and learning. Like, he's amazing. I love this kid. I love him. I wish
bigger than the Rock, huh?
Lying. Bigger than the Rock. He's bigger than everybody. He's going to be. And he's so amazing now. He's only 15. Like, can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah, he's smart, too. So he doesn't even have to wrestle. So you should better book him when he wants to. You know, some people like me, like, I'm not that smart, so I'm not doing anything else in my life. But, like, he is freaking smart and talented and hysterical. He's so funny. You should follow him on Twitter at Colby is Rising.
All right.
Yeah, he's awesome. I wish I could claim he's mine. Can I pretend he's mine? I love him.
And before we wrap
August,
here,
so you guys should go stalk him, find out what he wants, and then you guys should get him stuff for his birthday in August.
He doesn't drink Coke, does he?
I might have gotten him hooked, but he might drink.
No.
He might drink Pepsi just to annoy me because it's funny. But no, you know what? I think he. What does he drink? I don't know. No, he likes coffee. He likes Wawa coffee.
Boy.
Sorry for all the sheep followers.
Yeah. Usually, the youngsters don't like coffee, but maybe that's a different breed of youngsters nowadays.
He is not a youngster. He is an old soul. He's so smart.
He's a mature 15.
Yes, very. I think he might be more mature than me. Which really is the same.
Is that
the most mature person ever. What?
is that even possible?
What?
That he could be more mature than you? Come on.
That is possible. That's very possible. I think that's probably why we get along so well, because I like to think that I'm still 15, and he actually is 15.
Before we wrap.
It's so funny, like, I'll go to him, and like, how does this sound? Like, I'll go to him for wrestling tips. Like, he's freaking amazing. Book Colby Carino right now, guys. I don't know what you're waiting for. And me, because I'm awesome. Yeah, me and him tagged a couple times. He's awesome.
There you go.
We tagged in Canada and in the States.
So any promoters out there listening, you know, you can book Gabby, you can book Colby, and you can book Steve as well.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up here, we do appreciate your time. And give us an idea of what's coming up in Gabby's world, you know, appearances, wrestling,
right now,
comedy.
Right now I just had a new episode of Gabbing with Gabby. So I'm learning how to edit also, so I'm trying to put a little more clips with my life, not just me randomly talking about it. So I think they'll be more interesting and hopefully more funny. This one's a little long. It's only 6 minutes, but I feel like that's a little long for one, but it's still fun, and you don't realize you're watching it for 6 minutes, but you should watch it. And then it's like a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of what's going on in my life at the time. And for everything else, go to my website at www.gabbygilbert.com for upcoming dates of my comedy and wrestling and whatever movie I'm maybe in coming up. Because I do some random movies. I'm a superhero.
Awesome. And you're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, I'm Twitter at I am Gabby Gilbert. And Facebook is Gabby Gilbert. So follow me, talk to me, buy me some Coke.
And you can, if you go to her website, her website, but also her Facebook page, she's got a lot of pictures of her career when she was Roxy, as well as the recent Mexican tour as well. So you can check that on her Facebook page and stalk her on Facebook as well.
Yes, like Gabby Gilbert.
There you go. Well, we appreciate it. It's been really fun, and we wish you the best, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye, guys.